The Czech Foreign Ministry says it is prepared to send a team of Czech doctors to Libya and to treat some victims of the civil war in Czech hospitals. Foreign Ministry spokesman Vít Kolář said on Friday that Prague had responded to a request for assistance and Czech diplomats in Libya were negotiating what form it should take. It appears most likely that a team of Czech doctors will fly to the north of the country to provide medical assistance and select those patients who would be flown to Czech hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg have ended a drawn-out dispute over EU competencies, according to the internet website aktualne.cz. The dispute over who holds the EU agenda arose after Prime Minister Petr Nečas appointed a state secretary for EU affairs in the office of the government. The foreign minister promptly made an identical appointment at the foreign ministry. On Thursday, the two officials signed an agreement on procedural matters in covering the EU agenda, including who should represent the Czech Republic at various talks in Brussels. The Prague branch of the governing Civic Democrats is meeting on Friday ahead of the party's weekend conference. The regional gathering is expected to test support for party leader Petr Nečas, debate planned changes to the party's statutes and discuss budgetary issues. The weekend party conference of the Civic Democrats is not electoral, but is expected to be a litmus test of support for party leader and Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who took over the party reins following the resignation of Mirek Topolánek in April of 2010. Mr. Nečas was confirmed in the post for a two-year period last year, and a planned change of the party's statutes should allow for his mandate to be extended. The governing Topo 9 party is expected to elect a new leadership at its party conference over the weekend, though no surprises are expected. The party's present leader, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, and the party's deputy, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, both have a firm position at the party's helm and are expected to be confirmed in office. The conference is expected to discuss the party's priorities and strategy in next year's regional elections, as well as officially approve Karel Schwarzenberg as the party's nominee for president in the 2013 elections. Trade unions in the health sector have given Health Minister Leos Heger until November 5th to deliver on his promise to raise doctors' and nurses' salaries in 2012. The head of the doctors' trade unions, Martin Engel, told the CTK news agency that unless the minister made good on his promise, there would be a renewal of this year's protest actions and mass walkouts from hospitals around the country. In a memorandum signed this spring, Minister Heger promised to increase doctors' and nurses' salaries by 10% in the coming year, but there is concern that due to across-the-board budget cuts in the state sector, he might not be able to keep his word. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should continue sunny with day temperatures between 8 and 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.